Here we are. I love getting new shoes. Hey, what's all that stuff you brought along?
A Consumer Report guide to shoe buying.
Why?
Look at this place, Yael. There are thousands of shoes. How else am I supposed to choose the best pair?
Why don't you just look around and choose something you like?
Yeah, right. Just go ahead and blindly pick something without making sure it's the best possible choice? No thanks.
I think what we're seeing here is the tyranny of choice.
But choice is good, isn't it?
Maybe not when you have too many choices. According to a psychological study, more choice often makes people less happy. You're clearly someone who feels he has to make the best choice when you buy something like shoes, right? Since there are so many choices, no matter what you choose, you'll inevitably regret what you're giving up. And that regret will lessen your enjoyment of what you did choose. You'll never really be satisfied, at least not in the short run.
That's true. I mean, I could get these cool basketball shoes, but then I'd miss out on the flexibility of these new cross trainers.
You're a classic case, Don. All this choice is making you miserable. Constant regret over not having chosen the absolute best of everything can even contribute to clinical depression.
That sounds awful. What can I do?
Make your choice and then try to get as much satisfaction as you can without worrying about what you passed up.
I'll try. I'm getting in touch with my feelings now, trying to focus, and I choose these plain white canvas high tops.
Great choice.
This moment of science came from Indiana University with underwriting from the Office of the Vice President for Research.
Today's program was prepared by Jeremy Shear with help from Jerome Busmeyer in psychology.
There are hundreds more moments of science on our website at amos.indiana.edu. I'm Don Glass.
And I'm Yael Cassander.